Eco Money on Money FM 89.3.
Are you familiar with the term social investor? And what does it mean to be a social investor anyway? Well, AVPN is the largest network of social investors in Asia, with over 600 funders across over 30 markets. And according to AVPN, its mission is to create the flow and effectiveness of financial, human, and intellectual capital by enabling its members to channel their resources towards impact. So essentially, flowing capital to where it can make a difference. I joined AVPN for its global conference in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, a three-day event that saw multiple initiatives launched, MOUs signed, and multi-million-dollar commitments made. For example, on the first day alone, UAE organizations committed to a landmark $125 million in funding for global health, poverty alleviation, and species conservation, in addition to the launch of a milestone pact between the United Arab Emirates and Indonesia to reduce plastic pollution in rivers. On the third day of the event, a memorandum of understanding between AVPN and the UNHCR, that's the UN Refugee Agency, was signed. Its aim? To explore how innovative finance, financial arrangements that are not traditional donor-based humanitarian assistance, can be leveraged to promote resilience and improve livelihood prospects for those displaced communities across Asia. And as Khaled Khalifa, who is the senior advisor representative to the GCC of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, highlights, at the moment in Asia, 15.6 million people have been forcibly displaced and some are stateless.
Through this partnership, both AVPN and UNHCR will harness the power of continuum of capital to drive positive change, leveraging innovative approaches to tackle these complex challenges head on. The funding will be channeled to invest in solutions that promote climate resilience, create economic opportunities, and prioritize the unique needs and perspectives of marginalized groups.
Motushi Sengupta, Chief Capital Mobilization at AVPN, adds that at the heart of the collaboration lies the commitment to intersectionality, recognizing that challenges faced by refugees are multifaceted.
Climate change is one such intersectionality. It is not only displacing communities, but is also exacerbating existing vulnerabilities, threatening livelihoods, and deepening gender inequalities within refugee population groups. South Asia, in particular, faces a looming crisis, with projections indicating the displacement of up to 50 million climate refugees annually by 2050.
Other key milestones at the AVPN Global Conference 2024 include a $50 million commitment from the UAE to the second phase of the Lives and Livelihoods Fund 2.0. That's a multi-donor development initiative that supports Islamic Development Bank member countries in building sustainable pathways out of poverty. AVPN's How Values and Beliefs Shape Giving report was also launched. And AVPN's Impact Collab, that's Asia's first outcome-based social investing system supported by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, launched its first phase by unveiling the Social Outcomes Platform, a data registry which aims to revolutionize how companies deploy capital. A lot to digest over the 3 days. But what I really want to go back to is the concept of social investing and what it means to be a social investor. Abdallah Abu Sheikh, co-founder and CEO of AstraTech in Botum, sat on a panel titled Financing New Ideas and Out-of-the-Box Innovations. I found his comments particularly interesting, and Abdallah highlighted how changing our perspective on our role in social investing can be a great driver for change.
It was never a thing about we need to create social impact, foundations or businesses or so or what have you. We sort of think of every organization, business, individual as a social impact driver. And it's not that if you're a social impact organization, you have a responsibility. If you're a bank, it's okay, there's everything. Everybody has to contribute at a certain point, and everybody has a different margin of contribution based on what they do. Now, do you need to de-risk philanthropy? Of course you do, because philanthropy is not objective, unlike what a lot of people think, because unfortunately, it's about humans and we have different biases. What is philanthropic to me might sound like it's terrorist to you, or what's philanthropic to somebody else might sound like it's criminal to a third party. So our philanthropy is different by nature. I think, do you need to calculate risk? Risk is a word that comes from capital markets. It's not a concept in social impact. It's not like I go help someone and I think, okay, what's the risk of me supporting them? But I think you need to de-risk the mechanisms through which philanthropy is given, and i.e. the channels. You need to make sure that whatever is flowing in flows out. And that's one part. And then you need to make sure that the delivery point is also secure, in the sense that I'm not contributing for a purpose and whatever my contribution is, it goes to a different purpose. Those parts need to be de-risked. And the best de-risking mechanism is not to create structures in the middle between the giver and the user, but to actually close the gap between the two endpoints. That's my thinking, is if you bring me as close as possible to whatever I'm contributing to, there is a lot less chance of me having to depend on intermediaries to do that. Because in where we come from, or in our culture, it is the duty of you as the giver to actually validate where your philanthropic contribution is going. And you cannot actually depend on a third party to do that on your behalf, unless you've established an immense amount of trust, where this is some backed entity or what have you that you can count on.
But what could be the catalyst to move the barrier from those who are in the social sector to making everyone a social contributor? Could AI play a role?
About a year and a half ago, there's this AI frenzy that started coming around, where people, with ChatGPT coming out and everyone thinking, it's going to take their job, but it's going to, end life as we know it. And we wanted to make a point that the same technology that can be used actually to allow a lot more people to access doing good, and to access whether it's philanthropy or whatever it is they're trying to execute on. In the last days of Ramadan, we launched the world's first charity GPT, where it's much easier for people to define a purpose that they want to donate for or they want to contribute to. And within seconds, they can reach the organizations or the people who are responsible for such a donation or for such a program. And I think it worked extremely well, where we get 10,000, tens of thousands of people donating within minutes of launching such a program. I think the key factor that, maybe in philanthropy as well as in technology, a lot of people usually overlook is adoption and accessibility. So technology only works if enough people can access it and use it.
That was Abdallah Abu Sheikh, co-founder and CEO of Astratech and Botum, speaking at the AVPN Global Conference held in Abu Dhabi. So what do you think? Is AI the way forward? And what does social investing mean to you? Text us and let us know. 8855-0893. I'm Rachel Kelly, and you've been listening to Eco Money on Money FM 89.3. I'll be back with you next week for more eco news and views.